This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The record snowstorms that have pounded a large stretch of the East Coast have passed. Now the costs are being counted. Lost income for airlines grounded, hotel rooms canceled, construction sites stilled, and governments, national and local, shut down. We have a trio of reports, beginning with Larry Abramson in Washington, D.C.
On the East Coast, it feels like we're in a snow globe, waiting for the flakes to settle. Among those most shaken up, local governments, which are already over budget for snow removal and overtime costs. Bob Spieldenner is with the Virginia Department of Transportation.
The Department of Transportation is over their snow removal budget, which is about $80 million for the winter.
Maryland is also already millions of dollars over its allotted snow budget. The private sector has many losers, too, like the many restaurants that closed all day long on Wednesday. But those that managed to stay open broke records. Jonathan Adams, executive chef at Pub and Kitchen Restaurant in Philadelphia, decided to make lemonade out of lemons Wednesday with an ad hoc advertising campaign.
We launched a full frontal social networking assault on Tuesday, via Facebook and Twitter in particular, and really got the word out.
That his place would be open. When other restaurants closed down, customers flocked to the pub and kitchen and spent the day consuming mass quantities, especially bacon cheeseburgers.
We probably doubled our sales yesterday of what we normally would have had on a Wednesday. It felt like a Saturday.
Hotel owners experienced winter storm yin and yang. Some folks canceled reservations, others got stuck where they were and spent days ordering room service. Motel 6 area manager Gary LeGrand says that's the story for many of his locations, but there are costs he cannot recoup, like plowing parking lots.
Some of these lots are so heavy they can't push it with just a regular plow. You have to bring in a bucket and a truck. So each time they do that, it's a significant cost to us.
LeGrand says he won't really know the full cost till the snow starts to melt and he gets around to fixing all the stuff that the storm broke, from damaged trees and buildings to carpets.
As much salt as we have on the sidewalks and the road salt that they're bringing in, that can damage our carpets, that can damage all kinds of stuff, and we really won't know the impact of that until it all falls out.
For another economic indicator, take a look at your nearest construction site and see if a bunch of guys are standing around waiting for a piece of equipment that can't be delivered because of the snow. Cold weather can cause big delays as crews wrestle with frozen ground. Construction law attorney Matt Yortzberg says contracts usually make allowances for unusual weather.
Most contracts will say that you're entitled to additional time, but not additional money.
The contractor can say, I'll have to finish your hotel a few weeks late because of this weird weather. That means higher financing costs for the project or a delay in opening a hotel, for example. But some builders will say, sorry, I need this place open on time. If there's a disagreement on who should carry those costs, it's time to call Matt Yortzberg.
Undoubtedly, there will be a project where there will be disputes and there will be litigation.
So the first sign of spring could be a crop of construction lawsuits. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.